Extremistan and the 80-20 rule. Have you ever heard of the 80-20 rule? It's the common signature of a power law. Actually, it's how it all started. When Vilfredo Pareto made the observation that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the people. Some use the rule to imply that 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people, or that 80% worth of effort contributes to only 20% of results, and vice versa. As far as axioms go, this one wasn't phrased to impress you the most. It could easily be called the 50-1 rule, that is, 50% of the work comes from 1% of the workers. This formulation makes the world look even more unfair, yet the two formulae are exactly the same. How? Well, if there is inequality, then those who constitute the 20% in the 80-20 rule also contribute unequally. Only a few of them deliver the lion's share of the results. This trickles down to about 1 in 100 contributing a little more than half the total. The 80-20 rule is only metaphorical. It's not a rule, even less a rigid law. In the U.S. book business, the proportions are more like 97-20, i.e., 97% of book sales are made by 20% of the authors. It's even worse if you focus on literary nonfiction. 20 books of close to 8,000 represent half the sales. Note here that it's not all uncertainty. In some situations, you may have a concentration of the 80-20 type, with very predictable and tractable properties, which enables clear decision-making because you can identify beforehand where the meaningful 20% are. These situations are very easy to control. For instance, Malcolm Gladwell wrote in an article in The New Yorker that most abuse of prisoners is attributable to a very small number of vicious guards. Filter those guards out, and your rate of prisoner abuse drops dramatically. In publishing, on the other hand, you don't know beforehand which book will bring home the bacon. The same with wars, as you don't know beforehand which conflict will kill a portion of the planet's residents.